A witness in the Mueller investigation is facing charges of conspiring to conceal campaign donations. AP correspondent Mike Garcia.
A 53-count indictment unsealed in federal court in Washington Tuesday charges eight people with conspiring to conceal the source of more than $3.5 million in donations to the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2016. Clinton is not identified by name in the court documents, but there are repeated references identifying the candidate as a woman. Among those charged are Ahmad Andy Khawaja, who was a witness in Robert Mueller's investigation, and George Nader, who's in federal custody on unrelated charges. Prosecutors allege the contributions were made to gain influence with high-level political figures, including Clinton. Mike Garcia, Washington.
Differences between U.S. President Donald Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron were on full display as NATO's leaders gathered for a summit in London. In an almost 40-minute session with journalists, the two leaders clashed on a number of issues, including burden-sharing within NATO, terrorism, Turkey's invasion in northern Syria, and the U.S. withdrawal from an arms treaty with Russia. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA from London.
Tensions within NATO threatened to boil over. Last month, Turkey ignored NATO objections and launched an offensive in northern Syria against Kurdish fighters. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Tuesday he would oppose NATO's plan to defend the Baltic states against Russia unless the alliance recognizes those Kurdish fighters as terrorists. Many delegates in London question whether the tensions are just a clash of personalities or whether NATO has deeper problems. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Russian President, and this is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a bill that amends an existing law on media outlets deemed foreign agents that critics say is used to muzzle dissent, limit news plurality, and discourage the free exchange of ideas. The new laws give the authorities the power to label reporters who work for organizations officially listed as foreign agents themselves. The label will be applied to individuals who collaborate with foreign media outlets and receive financial or other material support from them. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is now considering requiring all travelers, including U.S. citizens, be photographed as they enter or leave the country. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Federal law requires Homeland Security to put into place a system to use biometrics to confirm the identity of international travelers. And government officials have said they want to expand that to help identify potential terrorists and prevent the fraudulent use of travel documents. Facial recognition technology is already being tested by several airlines, but U.S. citizens can opt out. The American Civil Liberties Union says the government is reneging on a promise that Americans would be exempt from mandatory biometric screening. And Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey says he'll introduce legislation to block the plan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
North Korea repeated its assertions that the Trump administration is running out of time to salvage nuclear negotiations, saying it's entirely up to the U.S. to choose what Christmas gift it gets from the North. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The statement came as North Korea continues to dial up pressure on Washington and Seoul ahead of leader Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to offer mutually acceptable terms for a deal. Negotiations have faltered since the February summit between Kim and President Donald Trump broke down after the U.S. rejected North Korean demands for broad sanction relief in exchange for a partial surrender of its nuclear capabilities. Working-level talks held in Sweden in October broke down over what the North Koreans described as the Americans' old stance and attitude. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Iranian state television Tuesday acknowledged security forces shot and killed what is described as rioters in multiple cities amid recent protests over the spike in government-set gasoline prices. It was the first time that authorities have offered any sort of accounting for the violence they used to put down the demonstrations. Amnesty International says the unrest and crackdown that followed beginning in mid-November has killed at least 208 people. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.